What does it mean to be a Western yogi? How can someone who was born and raised in the West, who comes from a Judeo-Christian background, practice yoga and meditation in an authentic and genuine way? My name is Christopher Sartain, and this is the Western Yoga Podcast. Greetings, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Western Yoga Podcast. I'm here at our small ashram in southern Chile, in the Andes Mountains, enjoying the late fall, early winter sort of weather. We've had a couple of snows and an awful lot of rain lately. And we've got our nephew staying with us for a while, helping out, doing some construction projects. He's quite handy. And we're so happy to have his help here this winter. Today, I'd like to talk about how one can integrate their personality on this spiritual enlightenment path. There's an awful lot of talk these days about integration, most of which, to be honest, annoys me to no end. But I thought it might be an interesting topic to discuss. So I'll talk a little bit about my own personal journey. I used to avoid certain parts of my personality. Or you might say I lived in denial of certain facets of my personality. And this really extends all the way back to my childhood. I can remember when I was 12 years old, I moved from Georgia to Pennsylvania. And I had a really difficult time fitting in there and making friends because I had a southern accent. And they all thought that that was very strange. For those of you who don't know, in the southeastern United States, we talk a little bit differently and are judged quite harshly because of our accent, and many people immediately assume that your IQ might be a few points lower than the average if you talk with a strong southern accent, or that you might be uneducated somehow. And there are a lot of stereotypes about people from the South and all of that. So nowadays, especially in certain company, I don't have much of a southern accent. However, when I am back in the South and hanging out with friends and family, it just sort of surfaces, and that's okay. Here on the podcast, I don't tend to talk with much of a southern accent. But all of this is subconscious, and it derives from that experience of not fitting in when I was a child and being sort of ashamed of my roots and my heritage in Alabama and Georgia and all that. My ancestors were primarily subsistence farmers and coal miners and whatnot from rural northern Alabama. That's where I come from, really. And so I spent a lot of my life just really kind of ashamed of that and embarrassed. Especially once I got to college. And, you know, had friends from, oh, by the way, I only lived in Pennsylvania for about 5 years, and then we moved back to Georgia when I was 16, something like that, 17 maybe, 16. At any rate, so that was a brief experience, but it had a lasting impression. At any rate, when I attended University of Georgia in Athens, there were people there from all over the world. It's a very international university, a very international town, city. And I was exposed to people from all over the world that I thought were far more sophisticated and intelligent and educated than I was. And so I did my best to fit in with them and to feel some sort of sense of belonging. And in doing so, I attempted to somewhat alter my personality to try and better fit in and make friends and all of that. Well, fast forward to when I really started, when I got serious about my spiritual path, when I was about 27, when I met my spiritual teacher, Roy Eugene Davis, I continued to try and alter my personality to try and fit into certain spiritual circles or subgroups. And I even stopped listening to a lot of the music that I loved. I'm an amateur musician. I played in a band for many years, and even today, write and record music. And at any rate, mostly country and bluegrass music, although when I played in the band, it was mostly funk and reggae and rock. At any rate, we played a couple of country songs, but not much. But my passion really is country music, bluegrass music, southern rock, blues, Americana, folk. And so some of you might be surprised to learn that. But nowadays, I don't care, to be honest. But back then, I really did. And I did my best to hide it. I didn't want anybody to know the kind of music I was into and what my passion was. And I even, for a time, for probably 5 years or so, stopped listening to a lot of the southern music that I'd grown up loving. Because I thought, erroneously, that, oh, someone on the enlightenment path, a spiritual person, can't like that kind of music. It's just not compatible with the spiritual lifestyle and with the spiritual path. So for about 5 years, I stopped listening to country music, rock music, bluegrass, blues, and I only listened to, Sanskrit mantras, kirtan, chanting, maybe some classical music, new age music, that sort of thing. So-called sattvic music, or what have you. And so for about 5 years, I did that, and I left a big chunk of my personality behind because I thought that's what I was supposed to do on the spiritual path. I thought that's what a spiritual person was supposed to do. And looking back now, it's just so silly. But many of us do that on the spiritual path. We think we're supposed to look a certain way, dress a certain way, act a certain way, talk a certain way, listen to certain types of music, eat certain types of food, and all that. However, later on down the spiritual path, we discover that really the enlightenment path has nothing to do with any of those things. Now, of course, it's better to have a healthy diet, to surround yourself with positive people, and not engage in activities that my spiritual teacher would call non-useful activities. He didn't believe in sin, or at least he didn't really like the use of that word much. And so he would say there is no sin, there are simply non-useful actions. There are useful actions and non-useful actions in life. And that we ought to avoid non-useful actions and only engage in useful actions. Which is a nice practical common sense approach. At any rate, so of course we want to live a good life and try to follow the yamas and niyamas to the best of our ability. And all of that, and try to engage in sattvic activities, listen to sattvic music, eat sattvic food, and all of that. But only if it's compatible with our personality, with our particular personality. and background and heritage and all that? If not, then we're being quite phony, aren't we? Kind of fake. And so I was kind of phony for many years and sort of pretended to be something I wasn't. Or pretending might not be the right word. I tried to be someone that I wasn't. And now you might be saying, well, isn't the personality malleable and changeable and changing and impermanent and all of that? Yes, of course. And so, of course, you are not your personality. However, you have one, don't you? You have a personality. And that's okay. And of course, it changes over the years. You're not the same person you were 10 years ago and whatnot. That's fine. Hopefully you're not exactly the same as you were. Hopefully you're evolving and changing and all that. But it's okay if you have a certain type of personality and you like certain things and you have certain hobbies and pastimes and things that you like, or, you know, a certain kind of music that you really resonate with and that brings joy to your heart. And that's okay. You don't have to stop doing all those things that you love to be a quote-unquote spiritual person or to follow the spiritual enlightenment path. I really did used to think that. And so, essentially, I tried to become just like my teacher. And so I changed the way I dressed. I changed how I cut my hair. I changed the kind of people I hung out with, although that was probably for the best, looking back. Anyway, you don't need to do all that. It's not necessary. And you won't be true to yourself, and you won't be your authentic self. You'll be a phony. You'll be a fraud. And that's also not good. That's not good. And so in life, we can engage, we can live a spiritual life, quote unquote, and engage in these spiritual practices, and read the spiritual literature, meditate, and all of that. And at the same time, we can be true to our authentic personality. At the same time, those two things don't necessarily have to be in conflict with one another, in other words. Now, of course, if there are parts of your personality that no longer serve you on your spiritual path, well, then it would be best to change those things. However, listening to country music, bluegrass music, southern rock, and writing and recording music is pretty harmless. You know, talking with a southern accent, it's fairly harmless. And so, and admitting that, you know, you're from the country, you're from the rural South, and to be perfectly honest, quite proud of that. And there's a lot of great things about the culture in the rural South. Of course, there are some things that aren't so great, just like any other culture in the world. It's not perfect. But I'm no longer ashamed of where I come from or the kind of music that I'm into. And the kind of lifestyle that I have now. I live way out in the country now and have a very sort of country lifestyle, you would say. Of course, it's here in Chile. But you'll find that the campesinos, or the country folks here in Chile, are very similar to country folks in every part of the world. And there's something that binds people when they live close to nature. And I really enjoy that. And so I'm no longer ashamed of that. I like to wear overalls. I like to wear cowboy hats and cowboy boots. And always have. But there for a few years, I stopped doing all of that. Because I was just so ashamed. And so worried about what people might think. Oh my gosh. What would so-and-so think? You know, thinking back to the spiritual organization of my teacher, for example. Oh gosh, what would so-and-so think if they found out that I, you know, play country music? Or what would so-and-so think if they found out that I'm into this thing or that thing or what have you? Or what if they find out I'm a big fraud? You know, I'm a big fake, a big phony. I really used to worry incessantly about all of that. Oh, so ridiculous looking back, but hey, you know, we all go through our process, don't we? And so again, there's a lot of talk about integrating, you know, personality, integrating your shadow. Of course, we don't want to integrate our shadow. This is just nonsense. The spiritual path is not about accepting and embracing your shadow, just so we're clear. Anyone teaching that, if you're ever in a seminar or workshop, or you hear someone telling you to embrace and accept your shadow, run as fast as you can away from that individual. Of course, the spiritual path is about overcoming our shadow, isn't it? That's what the spiritual path is. So please don't integrate your shadow. That's not what we're discussing here. We're discussing the integration of your personality, which is quite different. And it just means that you can be your authentic self and still follow the spiritual path, and that the two are not in conflict, or at least they shouldn't be. And you can learn how to live appropriately while still holding on to some of your hobbies, your passions, your pastimes, your culture, your heritage. That's fine. You don't need to live in denial of those things or run from them. And it's okay. It's okay to be who you are. And again, you're not your personality. Hopefully, I've made that clear in all of these podcast episodes. But you have one. You have a personality. And that's okay. It's okay to have a personality as long as you are not identified with it. And so, it's important not to identify with this false self or personality, obviously. But at the same time, it's okay to allow that personality to express in an authentic and genuine way without putting on airs, without trying to act self-righteous or holier than thou or pretentious. There's a lot of that going on. A lot of folks, when they get involved in the spiritual path, they change their personalities, don't they? They start dressing differently. Many of them will start, you know, wearing Indian clothing, getting a lot of Sanskrit tattoos all over their body, and even talking a little bit differently, using different language to describe things and whatnot, and running around in different circles of people, different subgroups, and changing everything about themselves. You don't need to do that. The spiritual path is not about changing your personality. The spiritual path is about the realization that you are not your personality. Let me repeat that. The spiritual path is not about changing your personality, altering the false self in some way. The spiritual path is about the transcendence of the personality and the false self. Discovering what you are at the core of your being. Pure, infinite, loving consciousness that never changes. That is what you are. And that's what the spiritual path is about, the discovery of that, that you are that. And it has little or nothing to do about changing your personality to appear more spiritual, to appear more holy, to appear more divine outwardly. I know a lot of folks, without being judgmental, who outwardly really look the part, but inwardly, there's not a whole lot going on. And again, I'm not trying to judge, but it's just an observation that I've had many times. running around in these different spiritual circles and subgroups and meeting lots of folks on the spiritual path, a lot of them really, really look the part. Especially if you go to their Instagram account, they always got a big old smile on their face, trying to radiate this sort of vibration that they think they're supposed to radiate. But inwardly, there's not much going on. It's all simply a superficial outward expression of what they think people want to see in a quote-unquote spiritual person. And again, we're not being judgmental here, but unfortunately, I'm on Instagram, you know, I'm on YouTube. I have to do all these things to promote my courses, my workshops, my books, etc. It's an unfortunate part of what I have to do as a meditation teacher, pranayama teacher, yoga teacher, and all that. I'm not a fan of Instagram, for example. But it is what it is. And I even find myself being a little bit phony on Instagram from time to time. Or YouTube, and trying to put on airs or trying to appear as something that I'm not necessarily, as far as my personality is concerned. So we don't want to do that. We want to be our authentic self, and we want to express as that authentic personality. So we're not a personality, but we express through a personality. Right? And so the idea is that you are not your ego, but you have to express through an ego. It's inevitable. It's unavoidable. It's just part of being incarnated in this form on this planet during this particular age. You have an ego, you have a personality, and you are forced to express through those means of expression. There is no other way. So we have to accept it, but try to do it in an authentic way, without putting on airs, without being pretentious, without acting, without pretending. And in doing so, hopefully, we can avoid some of these common spiritual pitfalls that a lot of folks succumb to on their path. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Western Yoga Podcast. Please share it with like-minded souls. Lots of love. Namaste.